This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sport News.
Naziya zemdlalo engiphathele zona njengoba sekugama nxa ihora lesishakalombili igama uLwandle Msimela. On our first news, we're looking at Kagiso Rabada called South Africa's World Test Champions final victory over Australia special and forged through belief, grit and brotherhood. There are always two voices in your head, the one that doubts and the one that believes, Rabada said at Lord's. You have to feed the second voice, especially in moments like this. Rabada led from the front with a match-defining second innings, with match-defining second innings spell, helping dismiss Australia cheaply and giving South Africa a fighting chance. Despite a first innings collapse of their own, the Proteas rebounded through inspired bowling. Kagiso Rabada, Lungile Ngidi, and the rest of the attack combining to restrict Australia a chanceable target of 282. Head coach Shukri Cordon created the turnaround to the bowlers' second innings effort. KG's a superstar, he said. He knew he had one shot and he took it. And on our second news, we're looking at Uslan versus Mamelodi Sundowns, where Mamelodi Sundowns won that game 1-0. Where Sundowns won that game 1-0, and the goal scorer was Riyad at 36 minutes after they cancelled the first goal which was scored. And lastly, for all our speculations suggesting that there could still be possibilities of Fiston Mayela that might play in South Africa, there has been confirmation that his next move after Pyramid is Saudi Arabia. Mayela has completed his second season with the Champions League winners, scoring 18 goals after banging in 21 in his first. The Congolese hitman has been on double figures on the scoring charts for 6 years in a row at AS Vita in DRC Congo. Young Africans and the Pyramids. He doesn't want South Africa anymore, so I'm surprised that Mayela is still being linked to Chiefs up to now, says Mayela's brother and fellow Congolese Christian Bukasa tells kickoff.com. When Mayela wanted to come to South Africa, Chiefs turned us down and we moved on. The truth is that while at Yanga, he wanted to come to South Africa, but he was told about age, money, and so he felt discouraged. A recap on our top stories. Kagiso Rabada's words of celebration towards the World Test Champions victory, and we looked at Uslan versus Mamelodi Sundowns, and finally Fiston Mayela's confirmation about playing in South Africa. These were your MUT Sport Sports Bulletin News. Igama uLwandle Mzimela.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.